The great controversy between Christ and Satan reached a critical phase a few centuries after the cross. In chapter 2 of this book, we see that Satan's plan initially was to stamp out the church through persecution. But in chapter 3, we see a switch of tactics. Beginning with Emperor Constantine at the start of the 4th century, we see a time of compromise. Constantine professed to see a cross in the sky, accompanied with the words, "By this sign, you shall conquer," and took this as a sign to convert to Christianity. This conversion, however, was not genuine, and many pagan practices walked through the front door of the church. As Rome switched from pagan to papal, one of the leading doctrines of the church was having the Pope as the visible head, with supreme authority over the church and the cardinals and bishops around the world. There is never any hint in the Bible of God investing any man with authority like this. Luke 4 verse 8 says, "You shall worship the Lord God, and him only shall you serve." Not only this though, but he was given the authority to interpret the scriptures as well. Perhaps more dangerous, though, was the removal of the scriptures for several hundred centuries, the great detector of error, and now people did not have access to learn and read the Bible for themselves. Images and relics became a central part of the religious experience, with the Second Commandment being removed from the Ten Commandments by the Catholic Church. The 10th commandment was split into two in order to still keep 10. The Sabbath of the 4th commandment also underwent a change, which took some time. Sunday was introduced from the 4th century onwards, but initially both days were kept. More emphasis and joy was placed on Sunday, with Sabbath being a day of fasting, until Sunday gained in prominence over time and was widely kept. By the 6th century, the papacy was fixed and centered here in Rome. And in 538, we have the beginning of the 1260 years where the papacy was ruling as a joint religious and political power. In the 11th century, the doctrine of papal infallibility was created. Not only is the Pope the head of the church, but he cannot make mistakes either, and in this sense was viewed in a godlike way. This was used to wield power over the kings of Europe, with one particularly bad case being when the German emperor was made to come at the beckoning of Pope Gregory to his winter castle retreat in the dead of winter and stand outside in the cold snow in his bare feet without proper clothing for 3 days and three nights to acknowledge his authority in subservience to him and to recant. Later doctrinal additions that were added that go against the Bible and distort the image of God, such as the immortality of the soul, which led to the veneration and worship of saints and the adoration of the Virgin Mary, were adopted. But the worst creation of Rome was the Inquisition of the 13th century, which raged in several countries and killed countless millions who refused to surrender their conscience and convictions to the church. As J.A. Wiley says, the noon of the papacy was the midnight of the world. It's also interesting to note that during this time, there were very few significant technological or scientific advancements being made. Hosea 4 verse 6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge," a problem that still exists today. There is a need for people to be shown a way out of the spiritual and moral darkness that plagues our society. Psalms 119 says that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. May we be active in sharing this light with other people through print, through media, verbally, and allowing Christ to shine through our lives. May we spread the light in our communities and share truth with other people.